With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Government shutdown day two, no end in sight. The shutdown drama doing nothing to burnish the heavily tarnished image of Congress. Pennsylvanian Jim Feather visiting a national park in Maine.
Their job is to pass a budget, and if they're not doing their job, what are they doing down there? You know, if I just decided I didn't want to do my job, I wouldn't have a job anymore.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Recent AP NORC polling finds that 44% of Americans have hardly any confidence in the way lawmakers on Capitol Hill are handling their jobs. About half of those surveyed had only some confidence, and only 6% said they had a high level of confidence in the people running Congress. And the findings could be worse now, since the poll was taken before the government shutdown.
Two Delta Airlines regional jets collided on the taxiway at New York's LaGuardia Airport last night, injuring at least one person. The wing of an aircraft getting ready to take off for Roanoke, Virginia, hit the fuselage of an aircraft that was arriving from Charlotte, North Carolina. Israeli Navy soldiers have boarded vessels and detained dozens of activists from a flotilla trying to break Israel's blockade of Gaza.
A video posted by Israel's foreign ministry shows the most prominent of the flotilla's activists, Greta Thunberg, sitting on a deck surrounded by Israeli soldiers. The Global Samud flotilla was made up of more than 40 boats carrying about 500 people, including European parliamentarians, lawyers and activists. Over the past month, its progress across the Mediterranean Sea has been a focus of international attention.
And that's the BBC's Yolande Nell. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures down 21 points. The Nasdaq futures are up 86. And the S&P futures 10 points higher. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham gave a gospel message to Belgium.
The evangelist hosted what is called the Festival of Hope Outreach. More than 14,000 people gathered in Brussels, Belgium, to hear a message about the hope of the gospel. Organizers said the message was translated live into seven languages: French, Flemish, Slovak, Spanish, Portuguese, French Sign Language, and Flemish Sign Language, to make it accessible to all the attendees. George Williams, SRN News.
At least 25 people were killed when a church under construction collapsed on Wednesday in Ethiopia's Amhara region, according to local authorities. The incident happened early on Wednesday in Amhara, northern Ethiopia, as worshippers gathered. A clinician with a local hospital said the victims include some children and elderly people. So far, we have confirmed 25 dead and over 100 injured, he said. This is SRN News. In Northern California, they're taking the concept of the corn maze to the next level.
The owners of a maze in California want people to know how fun it is to get lost. Visitors to Cool Patch Pumpkins wander through 40 acres of corn stalks in a huge maze that takes them over five bridges. The pumpkin patch and corn maze on I-80 between Sacramento and San Francisco open for the fall season now through Halloween. Cool Patch Pumpkins has earned a spot in the Guinness Book of World Records on two different occasions as being the largest corn maze in the world. Jason Walker reporting.
The Supreme Court allowing Lisa Cook to remain as a Federal Reserve governor for the time being. The court declining to act on the Trump administration's effort to immediately remove her. The High Court says it will hear arguments on the matter in January. More details at srnnews.com.